Hey, Rob, it's Mutt, Lou, and Steve today. How are you?
Good, good. I'm doing all right. Disappointed in the loss, but, that's the way the NFL works. You don't play well enough to win. You're not moving on.
Yeah, you told us last week, you talked about your defense and how it was going to be important to make plays in this game. You forced a punt on that first possession of the game, and then from there, Denver scored on every other possession after that. How frustrating as a defense was it to never really get off the field and not create any turnovers against Peyton Manning's offense?
They're a great offense. You got to give them credit for the things that they're able to do. They got a lot of weapons that they're able to spread around the field, from their pick routes, from the things that they do best, get the ball out of their hands fast. So, you know, they just played better, and, you know, they deserve to move on. And, you got to give them credit. You can't take away anything from the fact that they're a better team on that day.
Rob, obviously, you know, there wasn't much pressure on Peyton Manning, and I'm wondering, was that more of a game plan to flood the secondary, or was that just execution? You had thought you could get to him, and you just never could.
Well, I mean, when the ball comes out in a second, you could be unblocked, and you're still not going to get to him, you know. So it doesn't matter. There's probably, I could count on my hand, you know, the number of times he threw the ball farther than 15 yards. You know, everything was to the flat, cross routes, pick routes over the middle. So, you know, again, you're not going to get pressure on him if he's throwing the ball that quickly.
And how do you deal with the efficiency that they had? I mean, when you get a couple of seven-minute drives and just long drives, and they weren't doing anything, like you said, they weren't doing anything glamorous or anything flashy. They were just methodical in the way. How does that affect the defense overall?
Well, I mean, when you have those long drives, obviously you get worn out and you get, you know, you're gassed a little bit towards the end of those drives. And that's not an excuse. You just got to go out there and you got to play. You know, we just didn't do the things that we needed to do to win the game. And again, you know, I'm not one to make any excuses. So, you know, the team played better on that particular day.
Rob Ninkovich joining us. Your coach was on, did his final press conference today and went out of his way, Rob, to talk about the Wes Welker pick play on Aqib Talib.
Yeah, he felt nice. Well, I'm kicking that future. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's all good.
Were you is it family day today?
No. I'm talking to Matty P. That's right.
Well, you were on the field for the play that Belichick talked about today, which was Welker. You mentioned pick plays for Denver. They ran one on an incomplete pass, and Aqib Talib was injured and out of the game. Your coach called it today deliberate by the receiver, in this case Wes Welker, and said it was one of the worst things he's ever seen. As a defender, Rob, how did you view that play with Wes and Aqib?
You know, I really don't want to get into, you know, the whatever happened on that play. You know, I think Bill already spoke about it and, you know, said how he saw it. So, you know, obviously you don't want to see a guy get hurt, especially a big key defender. And, you know, again, it's a big football field out there. You know, it's a big enough field to where you can avoid somebody.
So to follow up on it.
I mean, it was a big play and, you know, obviously, there was man coverage, and they ran the cross very tightly, and, you know, Welker happened to just hit Aqib in the knee, which was, you know, good for him and finishing the game, and obviously got hurt. So anytime that happens, you know, it's never a good thing.
Did you agree with your coach when he said he thought it was deliberate and one of the worst things he's seen?
I mean, again, I think that Bill talked about it, and, you know, I don't really want to weigh on that. It's just, it wasn't a good play.
Rob, you guys have lost a lot of key members of that defense at times, and I'm guessing in-game, it's second year in a row now, AFC Championship, you lose a guy like Talib. It has a huge effect on you guys. Does it have that effect mentally on you guys, or is it just personnel-wise?
Well, I mean, definitely personnel-wise. When you lose your best cover corner, you know, that's going to affect you. So, you know, again, whenever you lose a key defender, it's not going to help you win a football game, and, you know, losing a key definitely hurt us.
Did you guys play over your head this year? Did you guys, just with all these injuries and all the things that happened along the way, did you guys achieve more than most people thought you guys were capable of doing?
Well, I mean, obviously we achieved more than what everybody else thought we could achieve.
True.
You know, I think that us knowing, you know, our capabilities on the football field, what we could do as a team, as a unit. You know, I think we knew that we could be successful, you know, but I don't think many other outside people gave us a chance.
True.
Rob, for you now, you signed your extension. You're going to be here for a couple of years. You said that you wanted to do that, and you got that deal done. What will the offseason be like? How much time will you take off before you get back into, you know, preparation for next year?
I got a two-week window. Take 2 weeks off, and then I get back into it. So I'll be working out and getting my body back to get ready for another run.
2 weeks. Seems like you should be able to enjoy three, you know, maybe four. I don't know. Hit the links, play some golf.
No, two. I do it every year.
All right. There it is. Routines.
Rob, we appreciate the time all year. You've been gracious on Patriot Mondays here with us. We appreciate it. Enjoy your two-week break before you get back to work, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Take care, guys.
Rob Ninkovich joining us here.